I've met the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. I've never seen her before.
Love is Blind, one of the most watched shows streaming right now, and it's a twist on the old school blind date. But when was the last time you were actually set up on a blind date? That's what I was trying to figure out. You know, like, does anybody even do that anymore? Does it even work? They did a study and they found out, and I don't know how you do this study, you just ask a bunch of people, that one out of every three or four is a success. And I'm like, there's got to be a lot of comedy in the ones that aren't a success, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think about it, and I don't know that I've ever really been set up on a blind date. You know, I've had people say to me, I think that there's somebody that you should meet. And maybe I did over the years. Maybe I didn't. I don't really recall. But blind date says to me, like, okay, no, this is this person's phone number. Call them. You guys are going to go out. Or even sometimes it's like, hey, you're going to meet this person at this time at this place. That seems like a leap for me.
I always fantasized about, like, I'll be wearing a red shirt and I'll be sitting at the bar. And then, like, somebody comes and, like, taps me on the shoulder. I'm like, are you Anna? That never happened. I never went on a blind date in my entire life.
Right. You've been married forever.
Yes.
Right.
But I have set up my friends on dates. Uh-huh. And it's worked out well. And, when we were a lot younger and I had more single friends. But I have consistently, I would say, three or four male coworkers that ask me, you don't have any friends for me? And I always feel sad. I'm like, I don't. I'm sorry.
Who are these coworkers?
I'll tell you later.
I want to see this list.
If you were set up on a blind date, who set you up and how did it work out? 1-800-330-9999. Brent, who set you up?
My roommate, Pedro.
And how'd it go?
And, not good. Not good. Well, all I knew was that the girl was nice and attractive, and that's cool. That checks two boxes. But, okay, so she was attractive, and I guess she was nice, but she was also clearly intoxicated, and she kept on trying to be sexy, but it was just, like, the saddest thing ever.
You know what? That's real. I know that feeling.
Yeah, just to watch that.
I know that feeling.
Like, I would saunter in after a few drinks and just lean up against the wall.
Hey, baby. You're not supposed to start the date intoxicated, right?
Hey, Brent.
I mean, at 11:30, you love that version of her, right?
Oh.
At 6:30, you're like, what is happening here? What is going on in this person's life?
That's sad.
And then when they get past the line of, right, once you stumble, once you know you stumble or the eyes get a little, like, droopy and sleepy looking and you're trying to do that, yes, sad.
I never understand. It's not me. I know it works for a lot of people when they have, like, one drink to take the edge off when they need a little courage.
Yes.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Not me. Like, I always say, if I'm in anywhere that I need to be, like, put together, you do not want to put any drink in me first.
Right. Because here's the thing. If I'm having one, I'm having two. If I'm having two, I'm having three.
Well, that's a problem that you should probably address, Raven.
I'm just saying is, like, I don't need it before I get started, right? Because the first one I have, I'm like, I feel great. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, no problem. Give me another one.
It's like all my common sense goes out the window the minute I have a glass of wine. It's like nothing matters anymore.
He'll say anything.
Who was the last person you went on a blind date with? How did it go? Who set you up? 1-800-330-9999. Love is Blind is one of the most popular watched Netflix streaming shows. And I think it's because everybody just wants to fall in love and find that right person, no matter how they do it.
Sure.
But old school blind dating, is that still a thing? Who set you up on your blind date and how did it go? 1-800-330-9999. Claudine.
Okay, the last blind date I went on was in 2007. A good friend of mine set me up and we have been married for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. What did you guys do for that first date?
We went to an Irish bar, or we met at an Irish bar. You know, my friend gave us, each of us, phone numbers, and we, you know, set a date to get together.
Did you pay the friend a dowry, like, as a thank you, like a special bonus? You know, like sometimes...
Is that an Irish tradition?
Well, not even that, but like...
No, sometimes
if you recruit somebody to come work at your company, you get a bonus.
It's like a headhunter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, did she get a bonus?
No, she didn't get a bonus, but, you know, she was my maid of honor at our wedding.
Oh,
so
that's a bonus.
That is a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lisa, blind date. Who set you up? How did it go? What happened?
So my brother-in-law set me up with someone who worked for him, and we ended up married. But it was a crazy blind date.
So what happened?
We met in a blizzard, and we had to walk to the restaurant, and we're soaked, as you can imagine, getting there. And then when we're at the table, the Mexican place, the lady next to us tells us, excuse me, your table's on fire.
What?
And one of the nachos, the flame had gotten onto one of the nachos, and the nachos were blaring with fire, and the waiter had to come over and put it out. Yeah, it was a rough start. We took a little break there a few weeks, but then we ended up getting back together again, giving me another shot, and now we're married.
I mean, yeah. A blizzard. You walk in a blizzard to dinner. The table catches on fire. And then you take a break after, like, it was one of you that pulled out the matches.
It's like if the universe is trying to tell you something, this is it. Like,
right.
You can put two and two together. But no, it all worked out.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Have a great day.
Danny, who set you up on your blind date? How'd it go?
Hey, man, it went really good, I must say. my brother's ex-girlfriend set it up for us. And believe it or not, we are still together to this day.
No kidding. So wait a minute. So the brother's ex-girlfriend, were they still together when they set you up and you've outlasted their relationship?
They were still together. It was her friend. She kind of knew from high school back in the day and then college and all that. We're still together and we outlived them.
How long have you guys been together now?
Almost 5 years.
Oh, well, when are you going to put a ring on it? What are you waiting for, Danny?
I mean, come on. I mean, he's calling you with a nice story already, and you're like, here we go. Marriage pressure.
Coming. It's this year.
What did he say?
I'm sorry. What's this year?
Oh, I'm putting a ring on it this year, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah.
I'm cheering like that. I
don't know. You're right. You don't even know that.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, that's cool, though, Danny. You know, it's one thing when you hook up with your friend's girlfriend's friend, right? Like, you know, that's one thing. But it's something else when they're like, no, I'm going to set you up. It's not somebody they're seeing every single day or hanging out with every day. I'm going to set you up. So it tells you that they're paying attention. They're taking some interest. So.
Well, congratulations, Danny. You go put a ring on it. We're very proud of you.
Yeah, in today's day and age, it's nice to meet someone not online. You know, that's I think what we really liked about it.
Yeah, that's great, man. Good for you guys.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Thanks for the call.